Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. I'm rocking with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you into the holidays. It is our final show of the 2024 calendar year. Maybe.
Don't say maybe, Kyle.
I don't know. If something wild happens, we might have to call an impromptu program. I don't know. Any breaking news yet?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Mm. It's been all quiet on the Western Front.
Too quiet, some say.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do, a easy radio bit here.
Okay.
Kings, 49ers, Raiders. Well, first of all, let's put a pin in the Kings thing just very briefly. The 49ers looked dreadful yesterday again. They lost 29-17 to the Miami Dolphins. They were eliminated from the playoffs officially before the game started, but ensured that that was the case by playing terribly once again. The good news for the 49ers is everything else went right for them in terms of draft order. So because they lost to the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Colts, and the Cowboys, and the 49ers, all entered yesterday at 6-8.
Mm-hmm.
So the 49ers picked 15th in the draft because strength of schedule is the tiebreaker. So if you have a higher strength of schedule, you get a worse draft pick.
Okay.
So with the other four 6-8 teams winning and the 49ers losing, they jumped all the way up to 11th in the draft. And if the Saints win tonight, they will be tied with the 49ers. The 49ers still have a higher strength of schedule, so they'll be behind them, but it'll inch them closer to a top 10 pick.
You're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Man, that could get you a defensive tackle. That could get you...
get you an offensive tackle.
A right tackle that could be a left tackle in 2 years.
End.
Yeah.
You could get a really good player in the top 10.
I think you can. Yes.
So, and this is what... I saw the conversation online yesterday. It's like, oh, should they tank? It's like, they don't need to tank. They're just not good.
That's true.
They're gonna they have the Lions left who are gonna beat the hell out of them.
Oh yeah.
Lions
yeah.
are gonna win that game by 40.
Yep.
And if you think Dan Campbell and all them are not gonna hold a grudge because of the NFC title game last year and run it up, guess again.
They might score 80.
They are going to score so many freaking points. And then they have the Cardinals, who are on par with the 49ers, but they have to go to Arizona in that game. So there's a chance they might lose out just on accident. Like, trying earnestly to win and still losing.
No, I think that they very well, like, that's a path forward, for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think it's like, oh, they're going to tank. Like, nah, I just think they're just not that good.
No, I agree with you.
The Raiders, on the other hand, won. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 19-14. That game also killed the Swift, Kirk, and the Dickers, but we'll save the fantasy football talk for later.
I think all of the games killed us. Yes. We had a bad week.
So the Raiders entered the day with the number one overall pick. They lose. Last night, they had lost. They would have maintained the lead for the number one overall pick, tied with the Giants, the New York football Giants, who got freaking mollywopped yesterday.
And who are clearly looking for a starting quarterback.
And maybe a coach, and maybe a GM.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But first, all of those things matter. But for the Raiders, the fact that they are looking for a quarterback with the first pick, that matters.
So the Raiders, with their loss, dropped all the way down, according to Tankathon. And Tankathon does the draft order based on projected strength of schedule. That's how they do tiebreakers. So it's strength of schedule for the entire year, not just the opponents they've played.
Okay.
So if you see discrepancies in the order, that's what it is. It's people using different strength of schedule.
Yep.
Some people use it through week 16. Some people use it through the whole year. Some people use it through the whole year, but like with projected scores.
Okay.
It's weird. But anyways, the Raiders currently hold on to the number 6 overall pick. And when you talk about needing a quarterback, the New York Giants picking first, they need one. But then you've got New England. They don't.
Mm-mm.
Jacksonville does not. But then Tennessee and Cleveland probably both taking quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
So if the Raiders want to get up into that top three and get a quarterback, they're probably going to have to go some to do it. Because you're probably going to see Tennessee and Cleveland also trying to move up.
Yep.
Yikes, man.
So a win is a loss in a big way.
Because I'm not even... last year, you and I disagreed on this last year. Last year, you were on board with lose out.
Just lose, baby.
I was on board with, you know what? Establish that culture. Mm-hmm. If Antonio Pierce is winning and you're doing all the right stuff and you feel good going, okay, yeah, no, you know what? That's fine. But this year, every loss is damaging to me. Like, you're not establishing culture. You're just winning on accident.
No, I get you. And I would say the one good thing about last season is that for how bad it turned out, they got Brock Bowers. And Brock Bowers is a flat-out baller. Mm-hmm. So and they were able to get a superstar tight end. I mean, mm-hmm. the dude's over 1,000 yards as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with some of the worst quarterback play we've seen, whether it's Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell, whatever. They're mm-hmm. just not good at all. Wasn't there someone else who started a game for them?
Desmond Ridder.
Oh, yeah.
Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's like not... Yikes. Yeah, yeah. That's a bad omen. That's not good when you've got those guys starting.
Wizzo Max says Brock Bowers is our new Zach Miller. Well, first of all, Brock Bowers is way better than Zach Miller. And yeah. when you look at projecting what the Raiders look like in the future, that's a really good place to start. Max Crosby is one of the 4 or 5 best defensive ends in the sport.
Uh-huh.
One of the most disruptive defensive players in the sport. And Brock Bowers is about to set the rookie receiving record.
Like, okay, you got 2 players.
It's a good start.
Yeah, now start.
But, well, I mean, yeah, you need to fill out, but that's a good like players. Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Like, you feel really good about Brock Bowers moving forward. Like,
I wasn't being sarcastic this time. I wasn't.
They got a long ways to go though, and they moving do. Down in the draft is not going to help.
What I ugh. Hate to see is that maybe they're looking across and saying, "Oh, that Mac Jones kid, he seems pretty good. Maybe we should chase him in the offseason."
I don't think anyone's saying that. I can't believe...
He plays with fire.
Look, I'm so sorry, everyone, because if James and I had won our company fantasy league, we were gonna buy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, we just leaned too hard on Mac Jones and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's on us.
Yeah, just a little. But you know, Brian Thomas had a huge game.
Yeah, but then the Brenton Strange instead of Hunter Henry killed us.
It killed us.
Like, we should have picked one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's on us.
You know, even like the beginning of the season, we had Brian Thomas Jr. and we had Christian Kirk, hence the name Swift yeah. Kirk and the Diggers.
Yep.
And so like we were banking on them early. I think we even
on
had...
accident. We didn't take Christian Kirk on purpose.
No, that's true. That's true.
We I ran out of time while picking.
It did. That's happened.
Fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry everybody. We're not going to be buying drinks anytime soon.
No.
Wish we were though.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
I mean, we've got plenty to drink. We could just, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if people just want to pull up, we got Woodford and various boozes all over this place.
Oh, yeah, the Kraken.
I think the boss has some. Well, I know one boss has a bunch of bourbon and stuff in his office.
Yeah.
Oh, the other boss has got some vodka.
Yep.
I don't know. Anyways.
I may have only bought gifts for one boss. Just a warning, Kyle. Well, since no one's listening.
I'll go give the other boss a hearty handshake.
A hug.
Oh, no. God, no.
How about a hug?
James is there. I'm Kyle. Jiffy Lube is omnipresent. They sponsor the program. If you're driving anywhere tomorrow or Wednesday,
yeah,
get your car into Jiffy Lube today.
Oh, heck yeah.
Get those windshield wipers replaced. Get your headlights and brake lights checked. Battery. Got to get an oil change.
Tires.
Make sure that's done.
Get everything checked.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely the time of the year that you need to have about as safe a car as possible.
Yeah.
You do not want to get stranded somewhere.
Yep. All right, so we're going to do a cliche radio bit. It's a holiday season. It's a season of giving.
Okay.
You can give the Kings, 49ers, and the Raiders each one thing, to, I don't want to say fix them, but help them as much as humanly possible.
Okay.
And there's no like parameters.
Well, we can't do like, we give you 22-year-old LeBron James.
Yeah, no, it has to be a thing that currently exists.
Okay, it currently exists. Okay.
I guess if the easy thing is to be like, hey, we're going to give the Kings an athletic defensive wing.
Okay.
But I don't know who's, is it just like Jason Tatum's the ideal? You just give the Kings Jason Tatum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be a lot of, yeah, goodness.
Okay, but let's keep it
realistic.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Mm. Not to torpedo the bit, but this gets to something I saw some people asking earlier in the chat. I don't even know. We've talked a lot about like Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that helps that much at this point.
No, I mean, those aren't needle movers at this point. I mean, they might have been 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, I don't think that helps. I mean, I would like to say, oh, yeah, that's going to change everything. But, like, I don't think it would.
The Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith thing would have been the type of move that, hey, this is a team that's like sitting a couple of games over 500, but they can't quite like really get over the hump. And these are going to be the guys that get them there.
Okay.
To me, the Kings are in a rut.
Okay, so.
And they're in a rut that Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith are not going to get them out of.
Yeah. Okay, so I like to do analogies here. Like, you know when you're doing a yard sale, right? And you're pulling all the stuff out of your garage and you're starting to get ready for the next day, the next mm-hmm. morning, right? And some dude pulls up and says, oh, having a yard sale? And you're like, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow mm-hmm. we'll be up and running at like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, mind if I shop it early? And you're like, yeah, I
people
do mind.
Do that?
Oh, yeah, they do. They always want to get there before the yard sale starts.
Mind if I shop it early? Yeah. But you're going to pay retail.
It's like, no, the yard sale starts tomorrow. Okay, you still know I can't just browse for a few minutes and, you know, I got cash. You're like, no, bro, I haven't even put stickers on stuff yet.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. You're like, okay.
I'm still preparing.
And then they drive off and they don't come back the next day and you never see them ever again. But sure. The King should have been that guy. They should have been that guy in September. They should have been that guy in the early days of October.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew the Nets were holding a yard sale. Mm-hmm. You should have gone to them early and got the players you needed before the first 30 games of the season looked like a team that just lacked everything that you needed to get before the season.
Yep.
Like it's like what we're talking about is like bailing water, your boat's leaking and you got a teaspoon and you're flicking water over the side. Like, hey man, the boat's going to sink.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I got it. Hey wait, I found a solo cup here. I can sit here and bail out water while like you waited a little too long. Waited until your team decided to go 0-4 and to quit in a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment where you waited too long. And realistically, the moment you waited too long was when you opened the season with a roster that was broken and you started signing guys that were available on the open market and, you know, not to be disrespectful, they're available because there's a reason they're available.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. It's the world you lived in.
Yeah, I would. I saw Jaren Jackson.
Oh, no.
For the Kings, Kelly Oubre and Andre Drummond.
If I could get a, I still like Jabari Smith Jr. or
Tom L says Jabari Smith Jr.
The other one is Evan Mobley. If there's a way I could get Evan Mobley, I think I would be in.
Scotty Barnes.
Yes, I would definitely. Scotty Barnes is a good one.
Yeah, I've seen Jabari Smith a couple times. Lizzy said Jabari Smith as well. Joe Brazil says OG Anunoby. That's the homie Joe.
Yeah, he'll be hurt.
Yeah, he might not play. Adam L says Bam Adebayo.
Oh yeah.
No,
I mean,
I'm trying to.
Bam would fix everything.
That's the thing is I think
but
a player,
there's no way to get him.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, but again, we're uh-huh. undoing the parameters here for a second. I do think that conversation is kind of interesting because Bam is obviously a all defense type of player. He started shooting it a little bit in the Olympics, but he hasn't been shooting very well this season. But you at least have to respect him a little bit offensively. Mm-hmm. And I think he can switch a little bit defensively where all of a sudden some of your problems stopping the ball become less problematic and you don't have to spend so much time helping in the lane. Like he just, the domino effect of adding a player like Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
Or just a really, really high quality defensive big changes like the entire complexion of the Kings.
No, I totally agree. I mean, like the player that you need to put next to Domas, it's not that hard to find. It's hard to acquire. There are players like that. There are players all over the league that are like him, but other teams aren't sitting there saying, okay, we're willing to give them up. They're mm-hmm. not. So, you know, again, Aaron Gordon is a version that you know, like a different version than some of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
But these long, super athletic, shot blocking, 3-point shooting fours.
Yeah. If you can find a unicorn like that, it just changes everything.
No, it does. And it's really tough because, you know, there's all kinds of different versions of them, but you don't have one at all. And again, we talked about positional, like you locked yourself into like really, really strict positional things here.
Yeah.
You're not switchable at all. Like you got a couple of 6'3" guards, a 6'6" small forward, a 6'8" power forward.
Yeah.
You're not switchable.
Not even a little bit.
No, like there's nothing you can do if you're a coach when that's the limitation. So
One Take Fades jumped in the chatty house and said, I'm getting cooked for this on Facebook, and he wants to also get cooked for it on the radio, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here's his trade idea. Kings receive Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith, and Jock Landale. The Rockets receive De'Aaron Fox, Trey Lyles, Kevin Herter, and Colby Jones.
Mm.
$62 million in contracts, a match.
Okay.
Brother, the Rockets, the only thing keeping the Rockets from hanging up would be that they're laughing too hard to hang up the phone immediately.
Yeah, they're not giving up Jock Landale.
That's, hey. You gotta give up more if you want Jock. No, man, that feels to me like a, hey, what if the Kings got rid of some of their not good players and De'Aaron Fox and traded them for the Rockets' good players?
Okay, so look, if I'm the Kings, I'm only calling the Rockets. That's it. Like, I have a mandate hiding, and there's only... If you're going to press that button, which I'm not saying they should press that button.
Right, but if
you're going to trade De'Aaron Fox, he did, like, I heard, he did build a home in Houston this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Rockets. I'm calling the Rockets, and I'm saying, what's your best offer? Now, the Rockets, at this point, they have no reason to trade anybody.
Yeah.
But they're going to look at De'Aaron Fox in a different way. They're going to look at him as a Houston kid. Mm-hmm. They're going to look at him as sort of the point guard that can take them to the next, mm-hmm. that can carry through with this group.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got young players that you, as a Kings, like front office, you should be drooling over, like, mm-hmm. what their young players look like.
Mm-hmm.
And can you get two or three of their young players for your one star?
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm starting with Jalen Green. I'm starting with Jabari Smith Jr. I'm starting with Tari Eason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be my first question. Can you get that for De'Aaron Fox?
I just don't think you're getting all three of those guys.
Well, maybe not, but like if I've
Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, and Jabari Smith?
No, you're not getting Amen Thompson.
And Jock Landale?
Yeah, and Jock Landale. Are you kidding me? Jock Landale? No, but no. If you can make a package of players that makes sense to them, mm-hmm. like that's where I would call. Like I don't think there's another team in the league I would even call outside of them. Like if I'm going to trade Fox, and I'm not saying I'm trading him, that's the team that has the young players that you could build around that aren't so young. They're all, you know, a couple of years into the mm-hmm. league where they're starting to establish who and what they are in the league. you put them around the other pieces, and you might be able to find something.
But to be totally honest, while we're doing the will they, won't they trade De'Aaron Fox thing, it might not be their choice. At the rate this is going.
Well, I mean, he's under contract for a year and a half, so.
No, understood.
I mean, it's one thing
but
to have an agent.
But if he kicks the door down on the front office and says, I'm out.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, you trade him, but
right.
I'm not taking a list.
Sure.
You know, when you're looking at a player that's approaching like his
extension. No, I'm not even talking about who they trade him to or what or what. You just say I'm not saying they should, and I'm just saying they might not have a choice.
Oh no, I agree with you.
That's where I'm.
Oh
going
no, we're getting closer and closer to that moment. It's what we've like been warning. Like there's giant red flashing lights all around this team.
Mm-hmm.
Been saying it for months. Like, all right, this is where we're headed. This is where we're headed. But like, if you're gonna try to salvage something, that's the team I talk to first and foremost. And I don't let them off the phone until I got a deal done. They just have too much young talent.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, again, if you can get two pieces that fit and a young, versatile forward off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing is, they have enough players that they can probably do it. They can withstand.
Yeah. They can make a huge trade and also still be really freaking good.
Of course. Well, no, and still have a ton of young talent,
mm-hmm.
you know? I don't know that, again, the Rockets have said, like, to this point, we're not making any moves. This is our team.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, it is, because they're very good.
But if a player of De'Aaron Fox's quality gets floated.
Yeah. Well, if that happens, especially at 20, he just turned 27, like, mm-hmm. 2 days ago. Yeah, it's one of those players that you look at and say, okay, how do we acquire them? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the guys that are in Houston are still part of the Daryl Morey tree. And the Daryl Morey tree is very, mm-hmm. very specific.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to trade, you're going to trade for a star.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that costs you a lot to go get a star, but that's what you're trading for. You're going to
get of course.
A star.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they all star hunt. That's what they do.
Yep.
And Fox is a star.
Yep.
And so I could see them taking pieces that they like, maybe one that they could even love, but going, okay. But
yeah, if they reach a point where they go, hey, we need a star to get us over the top. We're repetitive at this position, and we think we can get better by maybe getting rid of two of these guys but bringing in this guy, and we think that's going to make us better.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if they're there yet, but I'm with you. That's one of the first calls I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly get out to the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
My guys, this is Big E tapping in with you.
Hey, what's up, Big E?
Biggie?
Merry Christmas.
Only good vibes, so no Kings talk. I just wanted to thank you two personally and for Roz because I'm in my fantasy league championship.
Let's go.
So
let's
that's
go.
The only good thing I got going on in sports. Thank you, guys.
Awesome, Big E. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
We love to hear it.
Salute to Big E. All right, we got someone else on the line. Do we want to get to it now? Hey, whoever's on the line, hang in there through the break. We will get to you right when we get back, I promise. So hang in there. I know you can hear me. Chill there for just a second, and we'll be back in a moment and get to you. We'll have Christmas at ESPN 1320. We have gifts that we will open.
Yep.
Kenny will be here for the handoff. He'll be opening gifts. We're going to try and have a good time in this final half hour of the what in the world is going on in there.
I don't know.
Just take a look at what's happening. That's what I'm looking at. That's Jesse there on the left. And sorry if you're listening on the radio. I'm pointing the camera at the window. That's Jesse on the left. And then Jonathan, our engineer, is currently standing on the table in Studio One.
I'm expecting to go off the top rope and just
that's
crush
kind of what
Jesse.
I'm
like an atomic elbow drop on Jesse.
All right, let's have some fun. It's been a little bit of a bummer show, but we'll get to... We'll get to the phone lines and we'll have a good time to finish this out. He's James M. Kyle, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Hitter.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, a little Nat King Cole to take us into the holidays.
There we go.
Come on. This is the best. I bought this album on vinyl. I'm waking up early on Christmas morning just to fire up this song or this album.
I was going to ask a snarky comment there, but I don't want to spoil Christmas gifts.
Oh, okay. Great.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Salute to Nat King Cole. That is the Christmas song. Highly recommend it. Real quick, so I use YouTube Music because I'm a weirdo. And on YouTube Music, it tells you how many times that song has been played on YouTube Music.
Oh.
So Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, 214 million plays. Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, 354 million. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, 628 million plays.
What?
That's this one. That's this one. This has 628 million plays. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, 138 million plays, etc., etc. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, 2.1 billion plays.
Is that the... That's crazy.
That's so many. I can't...
Billions.
Billion. 2.1 billion.
Wow.
That is just... Mistletoe by Justin Bieber, 620 million. And Mariah Carey's at 2.1 billion.
That is a healthy amount of plays.
Anyways, so many. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Don, you are on the Insiders. What's up?
Kyle Hammer, what's up?
TC, what's good, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, man, just vibing. So, Hammer, man, I know, hey, this might sound crazy, right? So, I'm not opposed to trading Fox, right? I'm not opposed to trading Fox, getting young players. And he's just the leader, just not it, lackadaisical, like, we've been here 8 years, bro. Like, if you don't want to be here, bro, and you're ready to move on, it won't be the end of the world, bro, and we can get draft picks and get in here, right? So it's either going to have to be him or Keegan, Hammer, Kyle. Like, it sounds crazy, but we're going to have to bust that move. I'm already looking at draft picks in the first round. I like that center from Duke. He can fit right next to shot blocker Jaren Jackson, the guy that we've been looking at, that blocker to put next to Domas. Take a look at his film, bro. This guy from Sedan. I like him. He's going to be a first-round pick, maybe a lottery pick. I like that kid, 18 years old. He's the guy to put in, bro. We can make a few tweaks. Don't get rid of Brown. Brown is here to stay. He's going to be the coach, bro. We just going to have to make a decision on Keegan and Fox, bro. That's the main question that we got to ask ourselves and get an answer. That's all I got.
Great. Thanks, TC. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Like, the Keegan Murray thing is going to keep coming up. And, like, at the end of the day, like, Keegan is a really, really high-end talent. Whatever's happening here is not good. Like, watching a player just struggle.
I think it was the last three he missed last night.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It looked like he you said, he like shot soccer with two hands. Throw-in style shot at the basket.
Yeah, it looked like he threw it with two hands. I looked at Sean. I'm like, did he just throw that up with two hands? Like, what in the world just happened?
It's
to have an elite 3-point shooter. And, like, trust me, Keegan Murray has been an elite 3-point shooter for, like, in his college career as a rookie. I mean, he set the all-time rookie record for most three-point makes in a season.
Yeah.
Like, this is an excellent three-point shooter. To watch him look like he can't hit a three, I don't understand. I mean, he bricked that so bad. There was, DeMar DeRozan had a brick in, I don't know, what, like, the second quarter. And it was like, what in the world was that? I think it was left of the top of the key three that just hit the backboard and fell down. Like, shocking. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
I don't buy the legs thing. I don't buy it. I mean, three games and four nights, but come on. I don't know what to say about what they're doing, but I do think that there comes a point where you have to figure out who it is that you're going to move. Who are you going to stick with? Who is your core? And I know, like, on Friday, you were adamant that this core of of Fox and Monk and Sabonis and Murray just isn't it. And like, I'm not all the way there, but I really feel like we're at a point where you've made it that that's the only choice, is which two or three are you sticking with, and you got to move the others because this thing is broken, and you let it get to this stage by being inactive and not doing your job, and now it's like, okay, well, you're going to have to fire this guy, you're going to have to trade this guy. Like, this is, if you didn't see this coming from a mile away, you didn't watch the 82 games last season, and you didn't watch the first 29 games coming into yesterday. You just, like, ostrich this thing. Put your head in the sand.
Let me clarify that take, because you're right. I said that core, it was time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that, not because of faults with that group specifically, because I think if you had a team where De'Aaron Fox is a starting point guard, Keegan Murray's a starting small forward, Domantas Sabonis, your starting center, and Malik Monk is your sixth man, that's the foundation of a really good group.
Mm-hmm.
I think the change they need to make is one that is so drastic that it is going to require them to give up one of that core.
Okay.
That we're 2.5 years into this. It's the same issue. Like, all right, you can't rely on them to sign the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to get easier to sign free agents. So, if you're not going to sign that guy, you haven't drafted him, surely. And I don't know what Trey Lyles and Kevin Huerter and a pick or two is going to get you in the trade market. That, to me, is the logical next step.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, I'm willing to take a gamble here if I'm the Kings and see if you can fix things. I would hope that there's a way that this thing is fixable, but... like, again, it would require the Kings to delve into the, you know, possibly the luxury tax. Like, if I can go trade for Brandon Ingram today without touching the core of this team, the core four, that, or even, you know, if you want to throw DeMar DeRozan in that, you can somehow get Brandon Ingram. And I don't know how long he's going to be out for with his ankle injury, but if you could land him, I'm willing to take that gamble right now. Like, wow. Like, why not? Because... the Pelicans are in the same situation you are, right? The Pelicans are in a situation...
they're in a worse situation than you are.
Well, I don't know how much worse it is at this point. I mean, I would like to tell you that 5-25 is way better than 13-17, but it's just not. Portland's four games behind the Kings. I mean, but at the same time, the Kings at 13 wins, the fifth seed has 15. Like, wins-wise, you got plenty of time to make this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
If you blow this thing up right now, it's teetering on the brink of that right now. If you blow it up right now, you are saying that the season's over and this group of players is over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether you believe that when you push the button and you start firing people, but that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Like, fans should be prepared for that. The chance of this thing just magically turning around, I just don't get it. Like, if you think that some reason that this trade, I mean, if you fire, let's say you fire a coach right now, you think Domantas Sabonis is just going to be better than what he already is?
Right.
He's going to be better than 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists?
Yep.
Like, there's no cap. I mean, we've kind of reached the ceiling.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you.
So, hey, it's Kenny Caraway.
Let's shift gears and have some fun. We're going to try and have a nice time. I don't know if Damian is here. Is Damian here, Kenny? No, not yet? Okay, that's fine. If and when Damian gets here, we will get him into the studio. We have like 13 minutes left in the year. So it's a handoff. Why are you look so upset by that.
Yeah, well, what you talking about? Let's have some fun. Ain't nothing fun today.
Oh, no, we're having fun.
We're having a good time.
No, there ain't nothing fun today. Have fun tomorrow. They're not going to ruin my Christmas. I'll have fun 2 days from now. But there ain't nothing fun today.
So do you want to open your Christmas present today?
Well, you know, I'm always down to open a present. You know what I mean? I'm always down to open a little present.
It's just been a bummer today. And that's why I was so angry at the Kings, because I was last night, I'm watching the Niners, and I'm keeping an eye on the Kings game, but I can't lock in, you know, because I'm doing my Niners stuff. And,
yeah.
And the Niners game ends, and I'm like, well, that sucked. But luckily, like, we've been known they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've known since the Buffalo game that... or the Green Bay game or the Seattle game. We know since like week 11, this thing wasn't really going anywhere. Right. Let me turn on the Kings.
Right.
It was close, but I'm looking and going, okay, well, they can pull away from Indiana.
I got it.
Sorry, guys. And they did the opposite. And I thought the Niners game was disappointing, but at least the Niners game was like, yeah, all right, you know what?
They are who they are.
Yeah, this is what they are. You got some optimism going into next year. With the Kings, it's like.
I mean, there's so many things to say. You guys have done a great job of saying it for the last 2 hours or so.
Thank you.
45 minutes.
Thank you.
There's so many things to say.
A lot.
About. The where we'll start off with is this team has let the city down. They have just let this city down that wanted so much for them this summer and coming into the season, that believed in them. They've let them down. And, you know, pro athletes, they may not care about that. They may not be like, oh,
sure,
who cares? Like, you guys can't do what we do, or I don't get the paper, I don't do anything. But I speak for my people. I speak for my city. And I don't say it lightly. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm pretty protective of these athletes and these pro athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is what it is, man. They've let the city down. And I can say that with their performance. But most importantly, yesterday, I can say that because they just look like they quit.
That's what was disappointing about yesterday. Was it wasn't just all the same stuff that's been plaguing them all year. It was watching about 5 minutes left in the third quarter, just the steady, watching the effort wane.
Mm.
It's like,
and that's the thing, right? It's almost like a parent or something like that, right? Like, you know, if you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you mess up, we'll be mad. But it hurts, and it should hurt. And like I said, these guys, they may not care one bit.
Sure.
But it should hurt when we're just disappointed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just let us down. You know what I mean? With quitting, with, you know, just not showing up. You just let us down. And I'm not even mad at the Kings. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. It's just, damn, man, you just let us down. That sucks.
And you mentioned, like, as a parent with your kid or whatever, that's it. As a child, that's way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's way worse. It's just like, let me down.
Yeah.
As a human being, you talk to anybody that you respect, and you do something wrong, and they'd be like, man, I'm just disappointed in you, man. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
They ain't even mad. They're not yelling at you. They're not cursing. They're not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
And that's what we feel so far about the 2024-2025 Kings. You guys, they just disappointed us, man.
Yep.
Yeah, the fans were booing early.
Mm-hmm.
As they should.
Super early. Yeah, they should.
Damian Barling's here. Damian, I was trying to have a good time, and Kenny said no.
Kenny said no, no,
no. He said no fun today.
Well, I don't know about Kenny. I'm going to have fun today.
That's great.
These jackasses aren't going to ruin my day.
That's right.
Hey, thanks.
They're going to ruin my holiday.
This guy.
My holiday's going to be fun. Today, there's some things that need to be said.
I'm going to sit up here and kick and scream. Here's my thing with sports.
How much should we care about YouTube today? Can I play some music?
Yeah, absolutely. My thing with sports is always, I'm never going to care more than they are. Like, if they don't care, I don't either.
Sure.
Y'all want to sit around and talk about this sorry-ass basketball team for 4 hours? I'm happy to facilitate the conversation. But I will not care when they openly don't.
That's fair.
Yeah. And we saw that yesterday.
Shout out Tony Romo. Tony Romo taught me a life lesson after the Cowboys lost in the playoffs. He was like, if this is the worst thing that happens to me, I did all right. And it was like, you know what? If the starting quarterback for this football team doesn't care, why the hell do I? And I swear to you, I stopped giving a crap after that.
Time was that? One, two, three, four, five, which one? Which Romo fumbled? Which one?
How many Super Bowls have the 49ers won the last 20 years?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. He's back.
All right.
I'm sorry. Are we going to pretend like the model franchise of the 80s is any good? Get out of here. Y'all going to leave Tony Romo alone. You're going to stop disrespecting Tony Romo to me.
Hey, real quick. I want to open presents here in a second, but I don't watch that much Tony Romo football or Tony Romo call games because he's on CBS and I'm usually watching a Fox thing. It is wild how much better he is at broadcasting than Tom Brady. Tom Brady sucks.
No,
dude.
No,
Tom Brady's
terrible.
That's terrible.
No, he's not.
Give me one thing of substance that Tom Brady has ever said.
He's 13 games into his career.
And he
like
stinks.
No, that's not true. No, he doesn't.
He does.
He does not stink.
That's a bootleg, and then he's gonna roll out to the right. You got to see it better than that. It's a tough throw. It's a below average throw, KB. And man, he wants that one back. Thanks, Tom.
Outside, really good stuff. And this is a big deal. Don't disrespect. But outside of predicting plays when they're at the line, what does Romo do?
He has energy. He gives you context.
Yeah, Tony's good at breaking down why plays are happening.
Yes.
Like Tony like digs
Romo's
into,
good.
He digs into like his.
Romo's, yeah.
His old playbooks. I just don't think Brady's done that yet. He just needs he's a rookie.
I need insight. I don't need someone to tell me what happened in the play.
And he'll be
watching.
Better next year.
God, I hope so.
Romo's
he's
not awful.
Romo's good. I think Greg Olsen's better.
Way better.
Yeah. Greg Olsen's not way better than Tony Romo.
I think he's a little better than Tony Romo. He's way better than Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how long has he been doing it? Like, that's my point. Like, Greg Olson's a vet.
Tony Romo was good from the jump, though.
He was. And that's the thing. That's right. Not normal.
Day one.
He was put on the A broadcast day one and was great.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how the game works.
None of them can touch my boy Keep Talib.
That throw, hit him between.
Oh,
in the chest.
Kenny, he caught it. God damn it, he caught it. That's Keep Talib.
Keep Talib is incredible.
Hey, look at watch the homie Chronicles field. Boom.
Hey,
that's
dog.
What I want.
Hey, dog.
That's what
I'm telling you. Look, dog. That dude, he didn't want none of that. I'm telling you, bro. For real.
Oh, bro, I think his leg is separated. Oh, man.
You guys want to open presents? We got 5 minutes.
Let's open presents.
I did not bring presents.
That's okay. No, we got
my,
we got
my
no,
present
that's not,
to you guys
no,
is me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
He's
you for pulling up.
He's a
gift,
presents
a He's a gift that keeps on giving the nice, whole year dude. Long.
For you, it's room and board.
Kenny, would you like to go first?
Sure.
That's from me. The big bag
is a big bag,
for me.
Man. It's a big bag. Come on, man. What are we doing? Hold on.
Yeah, the
hope
big
it's
bag
a Trey Lance jersey.
I have
Oh, I hope it's a Tony Romo jersey.
No, it's not.
Oh, man. Hey, this is clutch. This is clutch. Right? Oh, man.
I need you to go through. I need you to go through individually and say what each thing is.
We got skinny pop popcorn.
Gigantic bag
skinny
of skinny
pop.
That'll last until four.
Yo, these are the hottest candies
Bro.
In the game. The nerd gummy clusters. I've had them. Like,
Elite.
They're good. They're great. But the kids are going crazy over
Elite.
These. These are the hottest candy of 2024.
Yep.
The Nerds gummy cluster. Big ups. Peanut M&Ms. Yummy. Let's go.
Resealable bag. I need you to read the next one verbatim.
All right. Well, why do I need to?
What did he give you?
Come on, man. This is
what
yo,
is
this
it
is
called?
Crazy.
What does it say?
No, this is crazy.
What's
though.
It say?
Nature Valley.
What's the rest
what
say?
Kind? There's a lot of different kinds of Nature Valley.
Chewy granola bars.
Not yeah, but like
says.
What kind?
Almond, dipped in almond, butter coating. Bursting with almonds? Okay. Well, that's crazy.
There's going to be
I
bursting.
See it? Can
sure.
I see the box?
Go ahead. Read it. Read the box. Go ahead.
It's called It's called sweet and salty nut.
Oh.
That's what,
that's
what Kenny has.
Sweet and salty nut. Oh, wow. That sentence was crazy. That's what Kenny has. Yo, chill.
No. Am I wrong? Kyle gave Kenny sweet and salty nut.
He did.
Is that what he did?
He did.
No. Yes or no? Kyle,
well, I mean,
it's right here.
In the bag.
Everyone's watching. Everyone's watching.
Flags everywhere. Flags everywhere.
Everyone's watching.
That's amazing.
The benches have cleared.
And then the last one, a big old box of fruit snacks.
Yeah, you know what time
good,
it is.
Big ups to my guys, you know man. They make sure that
no,
good.
Kenny's a
I don't think
you
don't
gifted
think,
Kenny like he's
I don't think any
eight
of this
years old.
Is leaving
yeah.
the office.
It's amazing.
That's
yeah,
the great thing about this.
Yeah,
I don't think any of that stuff's lasting till four. Thank God we only have one show today.
It's early.
True.
Okay, you guys have to open these gifts together at the same time.
Stuff
same
right
time.
Here, this looks.
You got a little Woodford.
This looks like, Woodford's
this
looks
like
he's not going to make it through the break.
Yeah.
Through the Christmas break. I like that.
You made
the beautiful ham family.
Show started.
What we got? Love 2 minutes?
Presents. Yeah, I got about that. Unless you guys are okay starting a little late.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Hey.
Lego.
We got a gigantic box
Lego.
Of 20 little bites.
These fools love their little
now,
bites.
These might make it not
Man,
make it till four. I'll tell you that.
This is horrible.
These are the The snack of 2024,
this
I'm telling
you. This is crazy. These are just absurdly delicious.
There it is.
Thanks, James.
I love little bites.
Both of you guys bringing holiday joy on a day when the Kings don't.
We're trying our best, man.
We don't let them mess with our vibes.
No.
At least we try.
I'm going to be good at four. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be good. Jesse and them would know. Well, you guys might not be happy, but, you know, I'm pushing forward through snowfall. I'm good.
Nice.
But before four, or at least before two, nah, they got to get these hands, these verbal hands.
That's fine.
This is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Kyle, you got to open yours.
Okay. And you open yours. I've decided I'm starting a tradition.
Look at the beautiful.
Oh, yeah. A tradition like no other. More flannel.
New York Knicks flannel.
And that's a beast, too. That's a heavy-ass flannel.
That is nice.
A heavy-ass flannel. Nice.
Hey, that's so funny. Isn't it really nice. A box I gave you last year? That's so funny.
That's the point.
That's so funny.
That flannel is nice, man.
It really is. It's really nice. I almost bought myself one. Yeah. And James and I can match.
What we got?
Oh, hell yeah. I got another Ham family card.
Yep.
Shout out to the Ham family card. Beautiful.
Oh, and then a little. Oh.
This is a special.
What time it is. A little bottle of Basil Hayden.
It's a red wine cask. Yeah, it's a little.
That's
going to
be delicious.
One. Yep.
I'm cracking that open tonight.
But. And the box that your family's been trying to get rid of forever.
Yeah, it's back in the family.
I sent it back to you.
That's a great bit. Right. That's a great bit. That's very good. That's a tremendous great. Bit.
Can't wait. Well, thank you, guys. This is delightful. Thank you for dropping in.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate you both. What do you guys got coming up?
Well, apparently a cranky-ass Kenny. I was just going to put my feet up and have fun for the next 4 hours because, like I said, I don't give a crap they suck anymore.
Yeah, we can get to
they
fun.
Stink. I'm going to go answer phones for Gavin. That's what I'm going to do.
Wake-up
call, 106.5. What would you like to talk about? I ain't going to talk about this sorry-ass basketball team for another 5 years. Team sucks.
Lock in D-Lo and Casey coming up next. Oh, we're the insiders. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us this year. We will be back January 2nd right here on ESPN 1320. Until then, everybody have a safe and happy holiday. And until January 2nd, 2025, drink water and be nice to people.
Taste the season.
Shout out to the King.